Let's do one on Tess, T-E-S-S, Baker, B-A-K-E-R. Today is the 24th, 2017. Chief complaint. Follow-up of tiredness, number one. Number two, anemia. Number three, B12 deficiency. Number four, iron deficiency anemia. Number five, neuropathy. Number six, gastritis. Number seven, weight loss. Patient is a 52-year-old woman who comes in there for a follow-up of multiple medical issues and problems. She looks better. She feels better. She's gained some weight. She's eating. She's had very little abdominal pain, but she's having issues with hot flashes, anxiety, getting very upset with her husband, and other issues related to most likely hormonal issues. Her surgery, hysterectomy 6 years ago, gastric bypass surgery, cholecystectomy. Last period years ago, smoking, some social, no smoking, no drinking at this time. Medication includes rosarium, carafate, an H2 blocker, Lofina, Prilosec, as well as iron. Patient's allergen and allergy immunization. She did not get COVID immunization. Family history, positive for lung cancer in grandmother. No breast cancer, but nevertheless, patient needs a mammogram. Maintenance exam, mammogram, colonoscopy needed. On exam, we have a 52-year-old woman in no distress, 145 pounds, up 5 pounds, 100%, 98, 16, 83, 150 over 80. Heart positive, lung positive, two lungs, furuncle, abdomen, soft mix, which of these can show national extremity shows trace edema. Assessment number one, gastroesophageal reflux slash gastritis, doing very well with carafate and Prilosec. Number two, decreased sleep, doing well with rosarium, which is not taken on a regular basis. Number three, iron deficiency anemia, recheck CBC, recheck ferritin. Number four, history of B12 deficiency related to her gastric surgery, on replacement now. Number five, DJD, low extremity, doing very well with Lofina, which is not taken on a regular basis. Number six, hot flashes, very severe, very difficult for a patient to handle. Both her and her husband want something done about that. We talked about hormonal replacement as well as bioidentical hormones, but before we proceed, we get blood work to refer her to the OB-GYN that can help her. Next number is history of smoking. On the social, put down she smokes, she doesn't use drugs, she doesn't use alcohol. Must quit smoking. Next number, mania and antidepressant. Next number is not suicidal at this time. Next number is findings were discussed with patient and husband at length before leaving. Next number is check orders, which includes her CBC, lipid, CMP, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, B12, iron, ferritin, estrogen, estradiol, LH, FSH, progesterone, and testosterone levels. Thank you.